我们早晨我们读两处的圣经。
This morning, let us begin by reading two portions of the scripture.
我们先翻到新约圣经第一卷马太福音第二十八章。
First in New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
这是我们都非常熟悉的一段经文。
This should be a scripture that we're all very familiar with.
马太福音第二十八章，我们要读第十八到第二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, from verse 18 to 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我们第二处要读的是在同一卷马太福音的第十一章。
And then we flip back to the same book, Matthew chapter 11.
第十一章我们从第二十八读到第三十节。
We'll read from chapter 11, verse 28 to verse 30.
马太福音第十一章第二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好，我们再一起低头有点祷告。
And let us bow our head in further prayers.
主，我们感谢你的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for your great love.
主，你为了救赎我们，你付上极重的代价。
For the purpose of saving us, you have paid a great price.
因你的宝血，我们得洁净。
Because of your precious blood, we are cleansed.
因你的身体裂开，我们得生命。
By your broken body, we have received life.
主，你在我们身上的心意是何等的美好。
What a beautiful will you have towards us.
你所赐给我们的产业是何等的佳美。
Lord, truly your inheritance are all pleasant.
主，今天早晨你再来吸引我们。
Lord, may you draw us near this morning.
叫你众人能够快跑来跟随你。
That we can all run after you.
主，求你赐给我们那受割礼的心与耳。
Lord, may you give us a circumcised heart and circumcised ear.
好叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we may hear your voice.
并且顺从。
That we may obey your voice.
叫你的心意早日成就在我们这些蒙恩的人身上。
So that your will can be accomplished among us who have received your grace.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们刚刚所读的马太福音二十八章的经文，我们一般常听到一般人称为它是主的大使命。
The first portion of the scripture we just read, normally is called the Great Commission.
那另一般我们也可能会有一个不是完全的一个理解，就以为主的大使命就是要我们去传福音。
And perhaps we might have an imperfect understanding, thinking this Great Commission is just so that we can go and preach the gospel.
的确，主的大使命和传福音是有关系的。
Truly, preaching the gospel is a part of this Great Commission.
但是大使命叫我们传福音，并不是它的目的。
But preaching the gospel is not just the end, and not the purpose of the Great Commission.
主的心意的目的乃是要使万民做他的门徒。
But here it says to make disciples of all the nations.
并且奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡主所吩咐的都教导他们遵守。
Also teach them to observe all that I command you.
主应许他就必与我们同在直到世界的末了。
And his promise is that he is with us always until the end of the earth.
所以我们看见主拯救人的目的乃是要人做他的门徒。
So we see here the purpose that the Lord saves us is so that we can be his disciples.
当我们主在地上生活的时候，
When the Lord was living on the earth,
他在世上侍奉神的时候,
when he was serving God on the earth,
他从这城走到那城,
he goes from one city to another,
从这乡走到那乡,
one village to another,
他将福音传给那困苦贫穷的人,
he brings the good news to all those who are poor and needy.
因为我们知道主来了, 他就是要来拯救失丧的人。
Because he says he come to save and to seek and save who, those who are lost.
但是当我们读福音书的时候，我们也同时看见。
But as we read the book of the gospel, we also see.
当有许多的人因着看见或听见主所行的神迹，他们就来到主的面前。
Many people at that time, they have heard or seen the miracles that the Lord performed, and they came to seek after the Lord.
但是主却常常的把这些群众呢给驱散开。
But very often you read that the Lord will send the crowds away.
或是主自己呢，就从群众当中就退离开了。
Or he himself will retreat from the crowd.
为什么主这么做呢？
Why would the Lord do such a thing?
要是换做我们的话，
If it's us,
我们巴不得有更多的人能够来到教会来听福音。
And we desire more and more people to come to the church and hear the gospel.
当来教会的人更越多的时候，我们感到越高兴。
The more people fill our seats, the happier we are.
但是我们看见主，他并不是这样。
But that's not how the Lord was.
在约翰福音第六章里，我们看见主曾经有一次，他借着五条饼、五个饼两条鱼，喂饱了五千人。
We remember in John chapter 6, it recorded the Lord fed 5,000 with five loaves and two fish.
然后圣经告诉我们，当这些人吃饼吃鱼得饱以后呢，他们就一同的要来拥耶稣做他们的王。
So the Bible recorded after they were fed and they were satisfied, they all came and crowded around Jesus, wanting to make him the king.
因为他们想啊，这个跟着耶稣太好了。
And so because they thought it is so good to follow Jesus.
从此就不用肚子不会再挨饿了。
I will never be hungry again.
不管有什么需要，主耶稣都能够满足。
And he can fulfill all our needs.
所以他们就要来拥耶稣做王。
So they came and crowded around Jesus to make him king.
可是我们看见主却从他们中间退离开。
Yet the Lord retreated from the crowd.
那为什么主这么做呢？
And why did the Lord do that?
我们看见接下来主就对他们说了一番很特别的话。
And following that, he said something very special.
主告诉他们说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮。
He says, I am the bread, the true bread from heaven.
人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
And whoever eats of this bread will live forever.
我所要赐的粮就是我的肉。
The bread I give is my flesh.
是为世人之生命所赐的。
And it's been given to give life.
接着主还告诉众人说，我的肉是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
And he continues to say, my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink.
吃我肉喝我血的人就藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
And he who eats of my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
许多人听了主耶稣所说的这一番话，他们就感到很为难。
So many people heard this word of the Lord, and they thought it was very difficult.
他们的反应就说，主所说的这些话甚难，谁能听呢？
They say this is so difficult, and who can listen to it?
从此群众当中就许多人就离开主耶稣。
And it says from then on, many people left Jesus.
就连他的门徒们中间有许多人就退去了。
And even some who were among his disciples withdrew and were not working with him anymore.
所以我们就不免要思想，主为什么这么做呢？
So it makes us ponder, why would the Lord do such a thing?
主为什么要说这些让他们好像难以领受的话呢？
Why would the Lord purposely say these words that's so hard to understand?
我们就看见主来到世上，他不仅要来寻找拯救失丧的人。
So we see he's not only here on the earth to seek and save those who are lost.
他拯救人的目的乃是要人来跟从他，做他的门徒。
But the purpose of his salvation is so that men can come and follow him and be his disciples.
上个主日，我们弟兄和我们交通道保罗他蒙恩的转变。
Last Sunday, our brother came and shared with us about Paul and his transformation.
我们看见在保罗往大马色的路上，他遇见了那位复活升天的主耶稣。
We see on the road to Damascus when Saul met Lord Jesus who was ascended to heaven.
他不仅蒙恩信主了。
Not only he received grace and believed the Lord.
他也同时 就成了主的门徒。
At the same time, he became a disciple.
他不仅问主说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Not only he asked, Lord, who are you?
他同时也问主啊，我当做什么？
But he also asked, Lord, what should I do?
所以我们看见这是使徒保罗蒙恩的一个经历。
So we see that this is Paul's experience.
这也应当是每一个蒙恩基督徒的经历。
That should also be all of our experience as we believe the Lord.
我们不仅是一般信主的人。
Not only we are believers of the Lord.
我们也应当是一般跟从主、做主门徒的人。
We also ought to be those who follow the Lord and to be his disciples.
意思就是说，所有信主的人都应当是主的门徒。
Meaning everyone who believes in the Lord should be a disciple of God.
今天早晨在我们当中，如果有500个人是蒙恩信主的
，If there are 500 believers among us，
在我们当中就应当有500个人是做主的门徒，跟从主。
Then there ought to be 500 disciples of God who follow the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你我是不是主的门徒
？Brothers and sisters, are you and I the disciple of the Lord?
我们若不是主的门徒，那我们是谁的门徒呢
？If we are not disciple of the Lord, then whose disciple are we?
我们看见，愿早晨主借着他自己这段话语，再来呼召我们。
May the Lord call us again this morning from His words.
叫我们能够来做他的门徒
，so that we can become His disciples.
在我们刚刚读的马太福音28章末了的这段经文里
，so from the end of the Gospel of Matthew we just read.
我们看见我们之所以成为主的门徒乃是根据主的权柄。
We can see the reason we can become disciples of God is because authority has been given to God.
因为神已经将天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了他。
Because God has given to the Lord Jesus all the authority that's in heaven and on earth.
意思就是说我们借着做主的门徒我们来见证主的权柄
Meaning, by becoming a disciple of the Lord, we can testify that He has the authority.
见证主在我们身上，他是有权柄的。
To testify that He has authority over us.
弟兄姐妹，所有属灵的事情，它的一个非常重要的中心就是关乎权柄。
Every spiritual matter, the most important thing behind all of these is about authority.
还不关乎我们在口里是不是称呼主。
And it's not about what we call with our mouth, Lord or Lord.
而是在于主在我们身上，他有没有权柄。
But rather, does he really have authority over our life?
所以我们看见主在这里给门徒们这个大使命。
So we see the Lord gave the disciples his great commission.
乃是因为天上和地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他。
It is because all authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth.
不仅是在美国。
Not only in America,
在中国
in China,
在非洲
in Africa,
在全地所有的地方，权柄都已经赐给了主。
On the whole earth, authority has been given to him.
所以今天我们当如何为主做见证呢
？So how can we testify for him?
乃是要做主的门徒。
That we can be his disciples.
乃是要见证我们的主在我们身上，在我们生活当中，他是有权柄的。
To testify the Lord truly has authority over us in our lives.
不仅是在我们这些已经信主的人身上
，And not only in us who believe the Lord，
主也要在万民的身上来得着他的权柄
，But that He will gain authority over all the nations。
所以这是主给我们的命令
，And that's His command。
主给我们的使命
，And that's His commission。
说你们要去使万民做我的门徒
，Go and make disciples of all the nations。
当我们称主耶稣基督为主
，As we call Jesus our Lord，
我们就是接受。他在我们身上的权柄。
We accept that he has authority over us.
我们不能够口里称耶稣是主。
We cannot call him Lord in our mouth.
但是却不让他在我们生活中有权柄。
But deny his authority in our lives.
那个就不是做主的门徒。
Then we cannot be his disciples.
换句话说，当我们在凡事上来顺从主的时候。
In another word, if we can follow him and obey him in all things.
这就是我们做主门徒的见证。
Then that will become our testimony
as his disciples. 因为我们见证天上和地下所有的权柄都已经赐给了他。
We can testify that authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth.
所以在主这个大使命的中心的内容就是关乎到做主的门徒。
So the central message of this great commission is to make disciples.
那在这里呢，主说到两件事情。
And here he talks about two things.
第一，就是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
First is to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
第二，就是凡主所吩咐的， 都教训他们遵守。
Secondly, to teach them to observe all that I commanded you.
这施洗就说到受浸，也就是说到与主的联合。
Baptizing them talks about to be united with God.
对，与主同死，也同埋葬，并且一同复活。
To be united with the Lord in death, in burial, and in resurrection.
那遵守主的吩咐，乃是讲到顺从。
And to obey Him, to follow, to observe His command is to talk about to obey Him.
就顺从主的命令，跟从主的带领。
To obey His commandments and to follow His leading.
这是做主的门徒非常重要的两件事情。
And these are the two of the most important things as being disciples of God.
当然，我们要遵照主的大使命，去使万民做主的门徒之前，我们自己必须先学习如何做主的门徒。
Of course, if we want to answer this great commission to make disciples of all nations, then we ourselves need to learn how to be a disciple.
因为我们自己若不做主的门徒，我们怎么能够使万民做主的门徒呢？
Because if we ourselves are not disciples of God, how can you make other people His disciples?
那我们如何来学习做主的门徒呢？
Then how can we learn how to be a disciple of God?
在马太福音十一章里，主耶稣告诉我们两件事情。
In Matthew chapter 11, the Lord told us two things.
主说要负我的轭
First, to take up my yoke upon you.
然后学我的样式
And second, to learn from me.
所以我想从这两方面来一同来和弟兄姊妹学习和弟兄姊妹一同学习我们如何做主的门徒
So from these two areas, well, I want to learn with everyone how to be a disciple of God.
就是学习负主的轭学主的样式
is to take up his yoke and learn from him.
这两件事情是彼此相关的
And these two are related to each other.
只有我们学习父主的轭，我们才有可能能够学会主的样式
Only when we take up his yoke, then we can learn how to learn from him.
那我们先来看这个轭是什么呢？
First, we see what is a yoke.
这轭乃是讲到一个训练
It is a training.
我们知道在从前啊，耕地的农夫
We know back in the days, the farmers, as they tilled the land,
他就把一个轭呢，就架在两头牲畜的身上。
He would put this yoke upon two animals.
可能是两只牛或者两头驴。
It could be two oxen or two mule.
然后用它们来耕地。
And so they would plow the ground.
那这两只牲畜当中呢，它有一只呢。是老练的。
And these two animals, usually there is one that are older.
是经过训练过的。
One has been trained.
他知道怎么样来耕地。
And this one will know where to go and how to plow the ground.
然后这个主人呢，再把另外一只呢，是没有训练过的，不懂得如何耕地的牛呢，就把这只老练的牛放在同一个轭之下。
And sometimes the master or the farmer would place another younger animal under the same yoke.
所以我们看见这个轭呢，就说到了那个训练。
So this yoke talks about a training.
所以今天主说，你们当负我的轭。
So the Lord says, take up my yoke.
什么是主的轭呢？
What is His yoke?
主的轭乃是顺从父神的旨意。
His yoke is simply that He obeys the will of the Father.
我们看见我们的主，他身为父神的儿子。
He is the Son of the Father.
当他来到地上的时候，他还因着苦难，他学会了顺从。
But even as a son, as he came to the earth, he learned obedience through the things he suffered.
我们主在地上的一生，他就是遵行父神的旨意。
And all his life on earth, he obeyed the will of the Father.
所以我们看见我们的主，他是那一头被训练过完全的那头牛。
So we see he is an oxen that has been well trained. He is fully obedient.
他在地上的时候也经过了许多的苦难。
And he has gone through much suffering on the earth.
但他学了顺从。
But yet he learned obedience.
他顺从在父神旨意之下。
He obeyed and followed the will of the Father.
他满足了父神的心意。
And he fully satisfied the heart of the Father.
他成就了神荣耀的旨意。
And he also, because of that, accomplished the glory of God.
所以今天主说我们要负他的轭。
Therefore, he says, "Take up my yoke upon me."
因为你我， upon you. 我们是不懂得父神旨意的。
Because you and I, we do not understand the will of God.
我们也不会知道如何来遵行父神旨意。
Nor can we even know how to follow the will of Father.
所以主说，你们当负我的轭。
So the Lord says, "Take up my yoke."
借着与主同负轭。
By yoking, being yoked with the Lord,
主就来训练我们如何遵行父神的旨意。
The Lord can train us in how to follow the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们能够遵行父神旨意唯一的途径。
And this is the only way by which we can learn to follow God's will.
就是负主的轭。
That is to take up his yoke.
不是负我们自己的轭。
And this is not our own yoke.
不是负这罪的轭。
This is not the heavy yoke of sin.
也不是负这世界上的轭。
And this is not the yoke of the world.
乃是主十字架的轭。
But it is the yoke of the Lord Jesus in the cross.
主带着我们一同来遵行父神的旨意。
And he will lead us to follow the will of God.
他不仅带着我们，他也在这过程当中，他来训练我们。
Not only he leads us forward, but he also trains us in the process.
就是早上弟兄开头时候所告诉我们，主要带领我们走在这生命的道路上。
Just as our brother opened up this morning's meeting saying that he's leading us in this path of life.
我们是不懂得如何走这条生命的道路。
And we don't know how to walk on this path of life.
但是主知道。
But he knows.
他走过。
And he has gone through it.
所以今天要我们与他一同负轭。
So he calls us to be yoked with him.
他借着各样的环境，他来训练我们。
And through all different environments and circumstances, he trains us.
叫我们能够借着与他一同负轭，我们来学习遵行父神的旨意。
So by being yoked with him, we can learn to follow the will of the Father.
主还说，你们要学我的样式。
And he also says, learn from me.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何学习主的样式呢？
And how can we learn from him?
今天有些时候我们走偏了，到另外一个极端里头。
Sometimes we have gone astray and we went to the other extreme.
我们就根据我们自己的想象，主的样式应该是如何。
So we imagine what the Lord's likeness should be.
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
But it is not so.
我们乃是借着父主的轭，我们才能够学习他的样式。
It is only when we are under his yoke, then we can learn from him.
主说他心里是柔和谦卑的。
He says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
我们如何才能够柔和谦卑，像主一样呢？
How can we be gentle and humble like him?
乃是要附在他的轭之下。
That is when we're under his yoke.
乃是要接受他在环境中的训练。
That when we accept all the training that and the discipline he gives us in the environment,
我们才能够渐渐的能够学习主的样式。
Then we can gradually learn to be like him.
我们也才能够顺服并且遵行父神的旨意。
And then we can follow and obey the will of the Father.
这是我们做主门徒的那个意义和学习。
And that is the meaning and also the training that we will have as his disciples.
我们知道做主的门徒是需要付代价的。
And we know to be his disciple, there's a price to be paid.
这个代价是很大的。
And this cost is greatly.
这代价乃是要我们舍己。
Because this cost is ourself, so that we need to deny ourselves.
因为主说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord says, if anyone will follow me, he needs to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow after me.
当我们与主一同负轭的时候，
as we are being yoked with him,
我们看见主要往东，我们就不能往西。
If the Lord wants to go towards east, then we cannot go towards west.
因为我们乃是与主同负一个轭。
Because we're bound under the same yoke with him.
当主要停下来的时候，我们就不能再往前行。
If he wants to stop, then we cannot move forward.
所以我们要做主的门徒，跟从主，我们就需要学习舍己。
So if we want to be the disciple of the Lord, to follow him, then we need to learn how to deny ourselves.
舍己是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to deny ourselves?
简单的说，就是把我们的思想、我们的情感、我们的意志的主权，我们交给主。
Simply speaking, is to deny the right to our own reasoning, to our own emotions, to our own will.
当我有一个意思，与主的意思是不相同的时候，
When I have a will that is contradicting to God's will,
但是我们就要学习主在客西马尼园里头的祷告。
Then we need to learn the prayer that the Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父啊，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Father, not my will, but yours be done.
当我们这样子舍己来跟从主的时候，
As we deny ourselves and follow him,
我们就能够与主一同负轭。
Then we are being yoked with him.
那我们会感觉到这个代价实在是太大了。
And often we feel that this price is too much to pay.
因为我们在蒙恩之前，
Because before we were saved,
我们都是照着自己的意思而生活。
We have all lived according to our own will.
我们都是凭着自己的感觉而行事。
We have all moved and did things according to our own feelings.
但今天主说，你们要跟从我，就当舍己。背起十字架来跟从我。
The Lord is calling us, if you want to follow me, then you need to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me.
这对我们来说代价实在是非常的大。
And this is a great price to pay.
那我们如何能够愿意 付这样的代价来跟从主呢？
How can we be willing even to pay such a price?
唯有起初的爱能够叫我们付上这样一个代价。
Only that first love can enable us to pay that price.
就因为这是为什么我们常常在主日早晨一同来擘饼，来纪念我们的主。
And that is why we often have our gathering before the table to break the bread and to remember him.
我们乃是纪念主为了我们付上的代价是何等的大。
And we remember what a great price that he paid for us.
因着这个爱激励我们。
And because this love can constrain us.
才能够叫我们愿意来答应主的呼召。
So that we would be willing to answer his calling.
来舍己，背起十字架，来跟从主。
To also deny ourselves and to take up our cross and follow him.
我们知道有许多信主的人。
We know there are many believers.
很可能包括我们有些时候
even including ourselves sometimes
我们口里会说主啊主啊
that we will call him Lord, Lord
也有不少信主的人
and very many believers
也可能包括你我
perhaps it also includes you
我们愿意为主做这个为主做那个
we're willing to do this and do that for the Lord
但是这样的人并不真是主的门徒
but all of us might not necessarily be considered his disciples
在马太福音第七章主就这么说。
In Matthew chapter 7, he says,
凡称呼我主啊主啊的不能都进天国。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我父旨意的才能进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father will be in heaven.
主说当那日。
And on that day,
他说必有许多人对我说。
Many will say to me on that day,
主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名。传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗
Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles?
主说我就明明地告诉他们说我从来不认识你们
But that will declare to them, I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去
Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
弟兄姐妹这是何等严肃的一件事情
What a severe matter.
今天我们若不做主的门徒
If we're not disciples of the Lord
我们若不学习舍己背十字架来跟从主
If we do not learn to deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow
弟兄姐妹我们在地上为主所做的一切到那个日子可能都不被主所纪念所称许
Then everything that we're doing or we think that we're doing for the Lord might not even be remembered or recognized by him
所以我们要做主的门徒我们就必须要舍己
So to be his disciples we must learn to deny ourselves
天天背起十字架来跟从我们的主
And to take up our cross daily and follow him
我们感谢主他不仅救了我们
Not only he saved us
他不仅用他的血洗净我们一切的罪愆和过犯
Not only he has washed all of our sins by his blood
他更是将他自己的生命借着圣灵赐给了我们。
But even more so, he has given us his own life through the Spirit.
因着主自己的生命在我们里面。
Because of the life of God is in us.
叫我们能够与主一同负轭。
So that we're able to be yoked with him.
叫我们能够来学习他的样式。
So that we're able to learn from him.
叫我们能够来答应他的呼召做主的门徒。
So we're able to answer his calling to become his disciples.
这是主在我们身上在我们信主的那时候就已经在我们身上所成就的事情。
And this is what the Lord has already accomplished the moment we believed him.
就像刚刚领事的弟兄告诉我们。
As our brother just reminded us earlier with this hymn.
我们都因着主为我们死我们常常感谢赞美他。
And often we thank and praise him because he died for us.
但弟兄提醒我们我们对于主的救恩对于主的心意不应该只是停在那里。
But our brother reminded us our understanding of his salvation and his will towards us should not just end here.
主为我们死，也为我们复活。
He died for us. He also lived for us.
他今天也借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, he lives within us.
他要从我们里面能够活出一个能够荣耀神的一个生活。
And he wants to live out a life that glorifies God.
盼望早上我们都能够听见主这样的一个提醒
May we all hear this reminder from God
不要叫我们不要在救恩的上做一个婴孩
So that we will not only be an infant in terms of salvation
我们能够叫主拯救我们的心意能够得着成就
But that his full will can be accomplished
叫我们能够做主的门徒来跟从他
We can truly be a disciple and follow him
不仅我们自己做主的门徒
Not only for us to be a disciple,
我们也能够遵守主的命令
That we can also obey and to observe all his commands
答应主的呼召 to, 去使万民来做主的门徒
And to answer his calling to make disciples of all the nations
当然我们知道我们要使万民做主的门徒必须是从传福音领人信主开始
Of course we know if we want to be to make disciples of all the nations then it starts with sharing the gospel and bringing them to believe the Lord
当然我们知道传福音本身不是一件工作
But we know preaching the gospel is not a job to do
不单是一个工作
It is not only a job to do
在这过程当中主来训练我们
Through this whole process he wants to train us
训练我们做他的门徒
To train us to be his disciple
叫我们能够与他同工
So that we can be a co-worker of him
在罗马书第十章十三节到十五节告诉我们
In Romans chapter 10 verse 13 it tells us
主的话说凡求告主名的就必得救
He says whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved
然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢
Yeah, how can they call on his name if they do notIf they have not believed.
未曾听见他怎能信他呢?
And how can they believe if they have not heard?
没有传道的怎能听见呢?
How will they hear without a preacher?
若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢?
But how will they preach unless they are sent?
如经上所记,那报福音传喜信的人,他们的脚中何等佳美?
Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.Of good things.
这是我们去使万民做主门徒的一个开始。
So this is the beginning of us making disciples of all nations.
然而这福音不单是用我们的口来传。
But this gospel is not only preached by our mouth.
这福音更是要从我们的生活当中能够活出来。
But it is also a living testimony from our lives.
因为福音不是别的，福音就是主耶稣基督。
Because this gospel is nothing else but the Lord Jesus Christ.
就当主的生命从我们身上流露彰显出来的时候，那就是福音的一个彰显。
Only when the life of the Lord is manifested through our living, then that is a manifestation of the gospel.
所以我们看见，当我们遵守主的这个大使命，要去使万民做主门徒的时候，主就在我们身上，他来训练我们。
So when we want to answer His great commission and to make disciples of all men, He will begin to train us.
就像当日主训练他的门徒一样
Just as how he trained his disciples when he was on the earth
我们从福音书里面我们看见主不仅以天国的教训来教导他的门徒们
We see through the books of the gospel not only he teaches his disciples about the things of heaven
我们看见主也常常的借着一些的环境来训练他们
But he will also raise up circumstances to train them
我们记得主常常打发门徒们出去传福音，出去医病赶鬼行异能。
You remember how the Lord would send them out two by two to share the gospel, to cast out demons, to heal the sick.
是。然后当门徒们呢，他们在这个服事当中，他们遇见难处了，他们就跑回来啊，来求问主耶稣。
And there were times when they meet difficulties in their service, and they would run back and to ask the Lord.
那主就来训练他们。
And the Lord would train them.
记得我们刚刚提到有一次，主不是。有五千人聚集在主的面前来听他讲道。
Well, we just mentioned that time when the Lord fed 5,000, when they all came to hear him.
就呢，就到了傍晚的时候，他们需要吃饭了。
And towards evening, they were hungry.
这时候怎么办呢？
And then what do they do?
门徒就说，主啊，你就把他们打发走吧，让他们自己找饭吃。
The disciples all said, oh, just send them away so that they can find food for themselves.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣怎么回答门徒呢？
What did the Lord say to his disciples?
你们记不记得
Do you remember?
主说你们给他们吃
He said you feed them
我们怎么可能给他们吃呢
How is it possible that we can feed them?
姐妹我们看见这是主在服事当中来训练他的门徒
But through all this the Lord is training his disciples
今天主同样的也是在我们传福音的过程当中主来训练我们做他的门徒
In the same way if we're willing to share the gospel then through the whole process he will train us
我就以我们从去年十月份我们主差遣我们到莱斯大学传福音这个经过来做一个例子。
I'll use the example of how the Lord has led us to share the gospel in the campus of Rice since last October. We'll use this as an example to illustrate.
我们知道我们去年进到莱斯大学传福音呢，是出于主的差遣。
And we know we were sent to the campus of Rice last year, by the Lord.
虽然我们去年进到校园当中传福音的时间，我个人觉得是晚了一些。
In the beginning, when we just started going to Rice, I thought we were already late.
但是感谢主，这是主自己的差遣。
But we do thank the Lord that He did send us Himself.
呀，主借着啊，约翰福音第四章的一段话。告诉我们
and he, the Lord spoke to us through a portion in the Gospel of John.
主说，我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意。
John says in chapter 4 that my food is to do the will of him who sent me.
做成他的工
to accomplish his work.
主说，你们岂不说，你们就是指的门徒们。
And he said, "Do you not say you, meaning the disciples?"
而到收割的时候还有四个月嘛。
There are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest.
我告诉你们，举目向田观看。
Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look.
庄稼已经熟了。
Look on the field that they are white and ready for harvest. They're ready for harvest.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。
Already he who weeps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal.
叫撒种的和收割的一同欢喜快乐。
So that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
所以当主让我们看见主在那里所预备的是他自己的禾场。
So the Lord has caused us to see that that is a harvest field that he has already prepared.
主也让我们看见在那个田里面有许多的庄稼。
And he also caused us to see that there are many, many crops in that field.
就主让我们知道说在离我们这么近的一个校园里面有1000多位从世界各地来这里留学的留学生。
The Lord showed us that there are over 1,000 foreign students in such a campus that's so close to us.
其中一半以上呢是从中国大陆来的。
And even more than half of that comes from China.
在这些中国留学生当中，大多数是还没有信主。
And among all of those Chinese students, most of them have not believed the Lord.
其中不少是从来没有听过福音的。
And many among those have never heard the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得主的意思是如何呢？
So what do you think the Lord is leading us?
感谢主，当我们弟兄姐妹一同在主的面前祷告寻求交通之后。
And we thank the Lord as brothers and sisters got together and started to pray and seek after the Lord.
我们觉得这是主给我们的一个使命和托付。
So we thought this is a commission that the Lord has given us.
我们应当进到他们中间来把这宝贵的福音来传给他们。
And we ought to go in among them and to share with them this precious gospel.
虽然我们没有什么经验。
Even though we have not much experience,
我们也没有这样子去传福音过。
We have never done such an outreach before.
但既然主这样子的来差遣我们，我们就靠着主的恩典，我们就跟上去。
But since we felt that we're being sent by the Lord, then by His grace, we just wanted to follow on.
我们就利用每周三的中午的一个小时的时间呢，预备一些饭食和同学们一起来和他们来。来传讲福音。
So we try to prepare some meal on every Wednesday around noontime to share food with these students and to share the gospel.
对，我们先一起享用这个饭食。
And we'll begin by sharing food together.
然后我们再一起读一段圣经。
And then we'll open up with a portion of the scripture.
就跟他们来传福音。
And through that, we will share the gospel.
然后再有后面再有问答和交流的时间。
And we'll also give them some time for question and answer and just to open fellowship.
所以这么多的事情啊，在一个小时内发生。
So all of this needs to happen within an hour.
几个月下来。
After
a few months, 同学们的心啊，渐渐柔软下来。
And we see the hearts of these students gradually softened.
他们的心呢，也渐渐的转向主。
And their hearts gradually turned towards the Lord.
我们知道这些同学们都是头脑都是非常非常聪明、非常大的。
And we know all these are very smart students from China.
但我们看见他们能够在主的恩典面前呢，他们一点一点的能够软下来。
But by the grace of God, when we see that they are softened little by little,
他们心里面对认识主的渴慕越来越加深。
And there is an increasing hunger and a desire to know the Lord.
为此，我们感谢主。
So we really thank the Lord.
我们知道主开始了这样的善工呢，他也必继续带领我们，还要往前。
And we trusted that the good work that He has started, He will also lead us forward until completion.
所以主不仅差遣我们进到他们中间。
So not only the Lord sent us to go among them.
主也信实地供应我们一切的需要。
He has also supplied all our needs.
在路加福音二十二章那里，主耶稣啊对门徒也这么说。
In Luke chapter 22, the Lord asked his disciples.
主说：“我差你们出去的时候，没有钱囊，没有口袋，没有鞋，你们缺少什么没有？”
He says, "But now, whoever..." Oh, no, sorry. The one before, when I sent you out without money belt or bag or sandals, did you lack anything?
那门徒们就回答说没有。
They said, no, we lack nothing.
在过去我们在校园中间传福音的五个月当中。
So in this past 5 months, as we went into the campus of Rice,
我们也经历到了无论是在场地、在饭食、在信息、在答问等等各方各面，主也都信实的供应。
From our experience, the Lord has faithfully provided everything from the meeting place to food to scripture portions or question and answer. He provided for everything.
在校园一同配搭服事的弟兄姐妹们，我们每周有两次一同为了这个周三的聚会祷告。
So the brothers and sisters who are serving together on campus, twice a week we will pray together for this.
每周一晚上呢，因为我们是分散住的地方不一样，所以周一晚上呢，我们就透过这个 conference call 呢，我们一起有交通，一起在主面前祷告。
Since we all live far from each other, so on Monday evenings we will do a conference call and pray together for the Wednesday.
特别是为了周三祷告的聚会地点。仰望主。
And we will especially pray for the meeting place on Wednesdays.
因为刚忘记跟大家说哈，因为我们在莱斯大学传福音啊，我们是没有固定的地点的。
Because we go into their campus and we don't have a set meeting place.
啊，所以我们一周一周呢，必须仰望主的供应。
So week after week, we have to look toward God to provide a place for us.
在过去的五个月当中，经历了主信实的供应。
But in the past 5 months, He has always faithfully provided.
除了在两周前，两周前是我们第一次必须要把聚会改到礼拜四，因为礼拜三的场地我们不 available.
Only 2 weeks ago, we had to change our meeting from Wednesday to Thursday because the meeting place was booked.
另外有一次就是在我们一同服侍的弟兄姐妹当中，有一位姐妹是在莱斯大学图书馆里面工作的。
And one of the sisters who serves among us, she works in the library in at Rice.
对，那我们过去的五个月呢，基本上就是利用图书馆里面的一个开会会议室。我们在那里是唯一能够用餐的地方，在那里跟他们一同聚会。
So for the past 5 months, we've been using one conference room inside the library, and which is the only place where we can share a meal together. To use that as our meeting place.
就有一次那个主管工作的姐妹就告诉我们说，要迫切为周三聚会的地点祷告。
But there was 1 week she called us. She says we really need to urgently pray for this conference room.
因为那个聚会地点被人家订走了。
Because that conference room was booked out by other people.
而且呢是被图书馆的主管给订走了。
And it was actually booked out by the management of the library.
他们要跟那个其他那个电脑部门，他们也是主管，他们要开会。
The management of the library were going to have a meeting in that conference room.
那不知道他们这个开会的时间要多长。
And we don't know how long they will meet.
这时候呢，我们第一个念头就想，那我们是不是应该要换一个时间
？So our first reaction is that maybe we should change a date.
但是当我们在主的面前一同来祷告寻求的时候
，But as we prayed and sought after the Lord together.
就给我们里面有一个确实的把握和平安。
The Lord somehow gave us an assurance.
所以呢，我们就决定呢，那还是那个周三12点，我们准时聚会。
So we decided that we're going to keep the meeting time at Wednesday at noon.
可是以往呢，我们差不多都11点半呢就到了那聚会的地点，然后把桌椅、把饭食都安排好。同学们一来就可以开始享用，然后可以开始聚会。
So normally we will arrive there around 11:30 to prepare all the meals, to set up the table and the chairs, so that when they arrive at noon, we can start the meeting quickly or on time.
就那一天呢，当我们服侍的弟兄姐妹都到那里的时候呢，果真看见那个主管、图书馆主管还有其他主管们在里面开会。
So that day when we arrived at 11:30, we see the meeting was still going on inside the conference room.
姐妹告诉我们说，不知道真的是不知道他们要开到几点。
And our sister was telling us we really don't know how long they will go for.
那我们就只能在另外一个地方呢，在那里迫切的祷告。
So we were in another room next door. We were praying urgently for this.
我们在那里 边祷告仰望主的时候
As we prayed urgently before the Lord,
时间就一点一点的过去
Time was still passing by.
眼看就差几分钟就要十二点了
And it was only a few minutes before noon.
那有一两位同学开始出现了
A couple of students already arrived.
哎呀，真是感到紧张
And we were so nervous.
突然间
But then suddenly,
他们几个开会的人呢，哎，就出来了。
And these people who were meeting in the room started to come out.
好了，我们就赶快进去。
And then we were able to go in quickly.
利用几分钟把桌椅排好，把饭食都预备好。
And to set up the meal, set up the chairs.
那天呢，我们就还是能够准时的能够来啊，来一同聚会。
And our meeting was not delayed that day.
我们就是感谢赞美主。
And that day we really thank the Lord.
主在他自己的工作上面，他来这样子来训练我们。
And he's training us in his work.
叫我们能够仰望他是何等的信实。
So that we can look up to him and to know that he's faithful.
他在我们不仅在我们身上他有权柄。
Not only he has authority over us.
他在环境当中他也都有权柄。
He also has authority over all these circumstances.
叫我们能够在服事当中一点一滴的事情上。
So in every small matter in our services.
我们能够来经历天上地下一切的权柄。都已经赐给了他。
We can truly experience that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him.
不仅在这个聚会的场地上面，主这样信实的供应。
Not only in terms of meeting place, he has been providing.
我们也看见主在各方各面，包括饭食上面，主也都有预备。
But he has also provided everything, including food and everything else.
我们看见弟兄主感动弟兄姐妹能够预备。各一次一次预备各样的饭食来供应这些同学们。
And week after week, the Lord moves brothers and sisters to provide food and meals for these students.
当我看见这些同学们，他们一口一口把弟兄姐妹在爱心里所预备的饭食吃进去的时候
，And when I see them partaking the lunch that brothers and sisters prepared,
他们也就一口一口把主的爱接受到他们的心里。
And I see them as if they're taking in the love of God, bite by bite.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果在这方面你们也有主给你们有感动、有负担，也欢迎你们随时告诉我们。
So if you also the Lord place a burden in your heart, do contact us.
叫我们能够一同的不仅借着祷告，我们也在各方各面的服事，我们来把这些同学们都能够带到这个神的救恩里头。
That we can serve together in all different aspects, not only through prayers, but in all these practical matters.So that we can bring these students into his salvation.
叫他们不仅能够蒙恩得救
Not only they're saved.
叫他们更是能够来做主的门徒
But even more so that they will become disciples of God.
这是我们过去这五个月来一直为他们的祷告
And this is our constant prayer for them in the past few months.
所以我们看见主不仅他开始了这样的一个服事
Not only he had began this service among us,
他也亲自一路的来供应、来保守
But he also personally led us and provided for us.
那主也在我们每一次聚会的当中呢，他也不断的来带领我们、来调整我们
And every week he's leading us during these meetings, and he's also adjusting and changing us.
我再举一个自己小小的见证。
And I'll give you a small testimony of myself.
因为我们现在和同学们一同来是在读那个约翰福音。
Because we're reading the Gospel of John with the students.
那我们对约翰福音都非常的熟悉。
We ourselves might be familiar with the Gospel of John.
特别是我们在话语的服事上面也经过多年的训练。
Especially in terms of the word, we have been trained all through these years.
所以我们很容易呢要讲约翰福音的时候，一讲呢，就是讲的非常这个高深的这个属灵分享。
So it's so easy. Whenever we start sharing, it's easy for us to share all these high and lofty spiritual terms.
但主就借着这一次在校园当中来服侍这些没有听过福音的同学们。
But as we are serving these students who have never heard the gospel,
主就在我身上就做了改变。
The Lord is changing me.
改变什么呢?
How is he changing me?
就是呢,我要讲的话呢,必须讲他们听得懂的话。
And he's training me that whatever I say, it has to be understandable.
这个对我来讲有点挑战。
And it's really challenging for me.
因为在聚会当中弟兄姐妹都已经很熟悉主的话了。
Because brothers and sisters here, we're familiar with God's words.
所以我们很容易就会分享一些所谓这个属灵的这个 属灵的话。
It's easy to use these spiritual jargons to just throw them out.
在当我们今天面对这些同学们的时候
，But as we face these students,
我们就要站在他们的立场来顾念他们，什么都听不懂。
And we need to stand in their shoes and to come from their perspective to know that they don't know anything yet.
所以每一次我就必须在主的面前非常谦卑的在主面前来寻求。
So humbly, I had to come before the Lord to seek before Him.
主啊，这段圣经好像我从来没读过一样。
Lord, make this script portion of the scripture as if I've never read it before.
这一次你要我能够跟他们说些什么
？How can I share with him, or with them?
主的供应实在是信实。
But the Lord'sprovision has always been faithful.
我们就这样子能够仰望主信实的供应，一点一点的来服侍这些同学。
And through His provision, I can, we are serving these students little by little.
那我们知道主在我们服侍当中，他也不断的来调整我们。
And He's also adjusting us through this process.
他来带领我们。
He also leads us.
就像刚刚弟兄所说，要往前。
And so our brother shared that hymn, follow on.
我就举一个例子。
And so I'll give you an example.
最近我们在三月春假期间，准备在 Lake Livingston 给这些福音朋友、这些同学们呢，预备有两天一夜的一个春令营。
In this coming spring break that's coming up in March, we are preparing a sort of a small gospel retreat.
就是接下来的礼拜五、礼拜六两天。
And it's actually this coming Friday and Saturday.
这并不是我们预计划的。
We had not actually planned for this.
乃是主自己所引导的。
But the Lord has brought us to it.
因为当我们在两个多礼拜前呢，我们得知这些同学们呢，他们有一些同学，他们不春假十天这么长的假期，他们不准备出去外面旅游。
Because a couple weeks ago, we found out that many of these students over the ten days of break, they had not any plans to travel or to go out.
那我们就为这些事情来求问主说是不是能够为他们预备什么
So as we found out, then we started to pray before the Lord. Maybe we can prepare something for them.
虽然时间是很紧迫了
Even though the time has already been very short.
我们看见主在场地在各方各面呢主也都预备赐给我们
But we see the Lord has prepared everything through the facilities and the places.
当然我们这已经是很晚的时间了要定场地是非常不容易了。
And of course, we started very late, and it's difficult for us to find something during spring break.
那主就预备了一个 rental house, 一个可以租的房子大概可以容纳20个人就给我们可以用。
But somehow the Lord has prepared a rental house that can accommodate about 20 people near Lake Livingston.
那屋主呢本来是不愿意出租的。
And the host actually was not willing to rent it before.
因为那个房子周六周日都已经有人租了。
Because he has already booked out the place for Saturday and Sunday.
所以他本来是不愿意周五晚上还要多增这些麻烦。
And he was not willing to go through the trouble to rent it out on Friday night.
所以当我们跟他联系之后他知道我们是去为了传福音。
But as we contacted the host and we told them we're there for a gospel retreat.
他说他也是基督徒。
And then he says he also was a Christian.
就愿意让我们用那一天那个晚上。
And he was willing for us to use it that evening.
多了也没有。
And there is no other time for that place.
所以我们看见主实在是一步一步的带领我们。
But we thank the Lord that He's leading us little by little.
当我们在邀请同学的事情上
，And also in terms of invitation,
我们本来是希望能够借着这一次的机会呢，能够针对那一些比较经常聚会、参加聚会的同学们，盼望给他们有一个机会能够来决志信主。
And we had thought that we wanted to invite those who are more regular to attend the meetings so that we'll use this time to really bring them to the Lord.
就我们邀请之后呢发现这些比较经常去的同学呢他们都已经有其他的安排。
But after we sent out these invitations, we realized all these people that we want to focus on, they already had arrangements.
就反而是有一些不能够经常来聚会的同学他们很盼望有这个机会能够来更多认识我们认识我们的聚会。
But rather, there were a lot of students who normally do not come to us. They really wanted to use this opportunity to know us more.
来认识我们的信仰。
And they also want to know the faith that we proclaim.
所以我们看见这是出于主的引导。
And we thank the Lord. We see that this is the Lord's leading.
那我们也就像那与主同负轭的那个牛一样。
So we're just like an oxen that's being yoked with him.
当主要转的时候呢，我们就跟着主一起。
As the Lord As the Lord turns our intentions, we also follow Him and turn and follow on.
所以请弟兄姐妹也多为这周五的这个聚会多有祷告。
So we also, I also want to request that you will pray for us earnestly for this coming Friday.
在这个聚会中能够满有主的同在并圣灵的工作。
That this gospel retreat, this gathering will be full of God's presence and His Spirit will be working among us.
在这些同学们心里的眼睛能够被主来打开。
That the eyes of these students will be opened.
盼望他们能够真是能够认识并且能够接受主耶稣做他们的救主。
That they will truly come to know and to accept the Lord as their Savior.
我们知道虽然不一定每位弟兄姐妹都能够参加这样校园传福音的服事。
I know it is not for everyone to serve together on campus like this.
但是在我们个人的日常生活当中。
But in our own daily lives.
主也要使用我们。
The Lord do want to use us.
主也要带领我们。
And He also leads us.
来使万民做他的门徒。
Because He want us to make disciples of all the nations.
所以主就在我们每个人的生活周遭的环境当中呢，都安排了一些人。
And therefore, the Lord has arranged and orchestrated many people in our lives.
可能是我们的家人，我们的亲人。
It could be our family or our
relatives. 我们的同事，我们的朋友。
It could be our co-workers or our friends.
主就把这样一个托付就赐给了我们。
And He entrusted us with these people.
就我们能够借着在日常生活当中。让这个福音从我们生活中活出来。
That through our daily lives, gospel can be lived out.
好叫这些周遭神所安排在我们周遭的人，他们也能够来听福音信主。
So all these people that's arranged in our lives can hear the gospel and believe the Lord.
不仅他们能够因着福音而信主，他们也能够来成为主的门徒。
Not only they can become a believer of the Lord, but also they can become disciples of God.
因此我们每一个做主门徒的人我们都应当成为这神福音的管道。
So all of us who have become his believers should be a channel for his gospel.
最近我们不是最近我们 近年来常常有弟兄姐妹回国探亲的时候总带着一个负担盼望能够向家人向亲人来传福音。
In these recent years, many brothers and sisters who had gone back to China all had this burden to share the gospel with their families and relatives.
特别是我们年纪老迈的父母亲
especially towards our old, elder fathers and mothers
如果他们还没有蒙恩信主弟兄姐妹这个负担是非常重要非常紧迫的
and if they have not believed the Lord then this burden is very urgent
我们能够拿什么来给我们所爱的父母亲呢
what other gift can you bring to your mother and your father whom you love?
最宝贵的就是主的救恩。
And the most precious is the salvation of God.
姐妹，所以我们需要常常的祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray constantly.
我们不可灰心。
And we cannot lose heart.
虽然是艰难的。
Even though it's difficult.
就是因着正因着是自己的亲人。
But it is because they are our own relatives.
有时候我们觉得好像很难向他们开口来传福音。
And so we thought that it's so difficult to open our mouth to pray to share the gospel with them.
但弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记。
But do not forget,
we
are disciples of the Lord.
无论我们到哪里,
wherever we go,
我们总是主的门徒。
We are always His disciples.
主要我们去使万民做他的门徒。
And He wants us to make disciples of all the nations.
因为这是我们从主所领受的托付。
And that is an entrustment that He has given us.
我们当有机会的时候,
And whenever we have an opportunity,
我们总盼望能够在主的面前有预备。
We want to be prepared before Him.
我们实在求主常常把他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
We thank the Lord, He always pours out His love in our hearts.
所以当我们接触到我们的家人、亲人的时候
So when we talk to our relatives, our family,
姐妹，当你向我们向他们传福音的时候
As we share the gospel with them,
他们能够感受到主的爱
so that they can feel the love of God.
他们能够感受到你对他们的爱。
They can feel your love towards them.
他们或许还不知道救恩的宝贵。
Perhaps they don't know the preciousness of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须知道。
But we know.
如果我们自己都不觉得救恩的宝贵。
If we don't even feel that salvation is so important.
我们怎么会有那样一个紧迫感为他们救恩在主的面前来祷告来预备呢
Then how can we have that urgency to pray for them and to prepare a gospel before them?
所以当我们和家人亲人传福音的时候
As we share the gospel to our families and friends
那也是主训练我们学习舍己 背十字架的一个机会。
And that is an opportunity the Lord can use to train you to deny yourself and to take up his cross and follow him.
因为我们有时候觉得，当我们向父母亲传福音的时候，说不定父母亲就要骂我们了。
Because especially as we share the gospel with our own parents, they sometimes will argue against us.
弟兄姐妹们，不要怕。
But do not be afraid.
我们知道这救恩是对他们是有益处的。
And we know the salvation is good for them.
最近我和弟兄姐妹啊一同读到《使徒行传》，读到斯提凡的事情。
And recently, I've been reading the Book of Acts with brothers and sisters, and where the part where Stephen was giving his testimony.
我们知道，当斯提凡被带到众人、大祭司、官那个还有长老的门的面前的时候
，We know when Stephen was brought before the high priest and all the officials.
斯提凡就向他们这些犹太人在那里传福音。
And he shared the gospel before all these Jews.
传到一个地步
，And to a point.
众人听不下去
，And that no one can hear him anymore.
他们捂起耳朵来
，They started to cover their ears.
他们做什么呢
？And what did they do?
他们拿石头打他。
They picked up rocks to start stoning.
姐妹，我们传福音有没有传到这样一个地步呢
？Did we share the gospel to that point?
传人家拿起石头要打我们。
Did we share the gospel to the point that we're being stoned by others?
姐妹，我们看见。那是神在斯提凡弟兄心中所给他的那样一个负担。
And we see that this is a heavy burden, in the heart of Stephen.
他必须要把神宝贵的福音传给这些人。
And he had this responsibility to share this precious gospel to everyone.
姐妹，求主也把这样一个爱灵魂的一个负担放在我们的心里。
May the Lord also burden our hearts with the love of souls.
就我们实在是无论得时不得时，我们总是传扬神宝贵的福音。
So in season and out of season, we'll always be sharing the precious gospel of God.
今天主也把我们安排在各样不同的职场当中。
And the Lord also places us in many different workplaces.
叫我们能够有机会接触到我们公司当中的老板同事们。
So that we're in contact with our bosses or our co-workers at work.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要主也将这样的一个爱灵魂的复兴充满在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, how we need the Lord to fill our heart with the love towards souls.
我们能够因着主的爱。
Because of the love of God.
我们能够因着爱他们的缘故。
Because of our love towards their souls.
我们能够来向他们述说主在我们身上奇妙恩典的大作为。
We'll be able to tell them the great things that God has done in our lives.
我们有些时候跟那个同事朋友相处的时候，我们也会感到压力。
Sometimes we do feel the pressure as we converse with our co-workers.
我们觉得好像跟不认识的人哈讲主耶稣容易一点。
We actually feel it is easier to share the gospel with those whom we don't know.
要跟自己的同事、老板跟他们讲主耶稣，我们觉得常就觉得有一种莫名的压力。
But to share about the gospel with our boss or our coworkers, we feel this unknown pressure.
甚至到个地步呢，我们好像是做一个隐姓埋名的基督徒。
And even to a point, we want to just be a silent Christian.
我们就。好像怕人的嘲笑，怕人的羞辱。
We're afraid of the ridicule. We're afraid of the embarrassment.
姐妹，如果我们是这样子的话
，But if that's how we are，
我们就不是主的门徒。
Then we cannot be a disciple of God.
主说我们是世上的光。
The Lord says you are the light of the world.
他说城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
The city on the hill cannot be hidden.
他说人点灯。不放在斗底下，乃是放在灯台上。
Does anyone light a light and place it under the basket? Does he not put it on the lampstand?
就照亮一家的人。
And then it will provide light for the whole house.
主说你们的光也当这样照在人前。
In such a way, shine your light before men.
叫他们看见你的好行为，便归荣耀给神。
So that they can see your good deeds and give glory to God.
我记得我从前在工作的时候。
I remember when I was at work,
主也给我有一个感动。
The Lord has placed this burden in me.
就是我每到一家公司
，whichever company I go to,
我总是能够盼望找个机会呢，能够让公司的同事、老板知道我是基督徒。
And I was always looking for an opportunity to share that I were Christian.
那姐妹，虽然我知道弟兄姐妹啊，因为我自己有同样的感觉。虽然我们都还不完全。
Yeah, I know. We all have the same feeling. We're not perfect.
所以我们想了，或许同事们不知道我是基督徒，可能好一点。
So we think it's better probably that they don't know that we're Christians.
不然哪天我要是跟同事吵架了
，Or otherwise one day I will have an argument with someone.
我要是跟老板不服了
，Or I start to to disobey my boss.
那这样不就是羞辱主的名吗？
Wouldn't I be putting shame to the Lord's name?
弟兄姐妹，那是不对的心思。
And that would be a wrong thought.
主说我们是世上的光。
The Lord says we are the light of the world.
主说我们是他的门徒。
We are his disciples.
主把我们放在人的中间。
As he places among men.
就是要叫他的生命能够从我们身上能够发出光。
So that his life can shine forth from our lives.
不然我们在世上，我们花这么多的时间在那里过生活，是为了什么呢？
Otherwise, all the time that we spend in this world, what is it for?
所以当我这样子在工作当中啊，来承认我是主的门徒。
So as the Lord leads me to confess His name in my job place.
就像我刚刚所说的，虽然我们都还不完全。
Like we just said, we are not perfect.
然而这样一个公开的承认就成为我们在职场当中的一个保护。
Yet this open confession becomes a protection for us at our workplaces.
因为你跟同事老板说你是基督徒了。
Because you have already told them that you are a Christian.
虽然公司啊，大家在那里准备要那个大家凑钱买这个乐透奖的时候。
When all your coworkers are pooling together money to buy lottery.
叫你也参加。
And they ask you to pool money together.
说实在人家也不会找你。
And of course, sometimes they don't even ask you.
如果你已经公开承认你是主的门徒。
Especially if you have confessed that you are a Christian.
或者就算人家找你的时候。
Or even when they come to ask you for money.
这就是你能够为主发光的机会。
It's a chance for you to shine for the Lord.
这就成为我们的保护。
And it becomes a protection for us.
是不是
?Right?
当你跟同事之间关系好像有利益冲突的时候。
And when you have conflicts,with your coworkers.
因为你已经讲过你是基督徒了。
But you have already told them you're a Christian.
那你就知道你当如何行。
Then you should know what you ought to do.
我记得孙立松在去年夏令会，应该去年夏令会，他不是分享一个姐妹吗？
I remember Brother Godwin's son sharing at the summer conference last year.
他说他们的老板是很凶悍的。
He shared that there was a sister who had a really tough boss.
那姐妹就说我比我老板更凶悍。
But the sister says I'm even tougher than him.
在老板面前把老板的杯子给摔破了。
And he went before her boss and even broke his coffee mug.
那孙立松不是说吗？那这样子，你将来怎么跟你老板传福音呢？
Then our brother Godwin asked her, "Then how can you share the gospel?"
弟兄姐妹，如果我们事先已经先让老板知道我们是主的门徒
，If you have already let them know that you are a Christian,
你就不会摔那个杯子。
Then you wouldn't dare to throw his coffee mug.
你就不会在老板同事面前在那里发肉体。
And that you would not allow your flesh to be indulged before them.
我们就知道如何在工作当中来与主一同负轭。
If we are willing to take up God, the Lord's yoke at our workplaces,
来学习主的样式
and to learn from Him,
主说我心里柔和谦卑
He says I'm gentle and humble in heart.
弟兄姐妹，所以啊，这是啊，我们在我们日常生活当中，我们都应当显明我们是主的门徒。
So in our daily lives, we should manifest and confess that we are a disciple of God.
好叫神这宝贵的福音能够借着我们的生活，能够被带到世人的中间。
So that His precious gospel can be brought to all the nations through our lives.
叫他们能够听见福音。
So that they can hear the gospel.
叫他们能够看见福音。
They can see the gospel.
他们也能够蒙恩信主。
And then they can receive grace.
不仅他们蒙恩信主了。
Not only to believe.
我们还能够来鼓励他们。
But also we can encourage them.
鼓励他们能够在各地参加当地的弟兄姐妹一同的聚集。
And to gather with brothers and sisters in whichever locality they're at.
能够来学习主的教训。
And so that they can learn to observe the commandments of the Lord.
来遵守主的命令。
To observe all that He has commanded us.
一同来做主的门徒。
That we can be disciples of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是主给我们的大使命。
And this is the great commission.
在我们中间有多少人蒙恩信主。
How many among us have already believed the Lord?
就应当有多少人做主的门徒。
And that's how many that should become disciples of the Lord.
我们如果都是这样子来做主的门徒。
If we can all become disciples.
我们来恒心遵守主的教训。
If we can all steadfast our heart and to follow His commands.
不知道能够显明多少美好的见证。
Then we can't even imagine the beautiful testimonies He can accomplish among us.
愿早晨我们都能够听见主的声音对我们说。
This morning may we hear the word of the God.
天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给了我。
All authorities has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So go make disciples of all the nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所教吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守。
Teach them to observe all that I commanded you.
主说，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you even to the end.
与我们一同等候主回来的日子的过程中。
As we wait before the Lord for His coming again.
我们能够这样子来遵守主的吩咐。
Then we can obey His commands.
好像我们能够。翱翔他的同在
so that we can enjoy the fullness of his presence.
叫主在我们当中显出他自己的权柄
so that his authority can be manifested among us.
叫颂赞荣耀因人多而越发的归给父神
that more and more people can come and gather and give glory and praises to him.
那我们一起低头再有点祷告
so let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主你爱我们的大爱。
You have loved us with a great love.
主你不仅来寻找拯救我们这些失丧的人。
Not only you came to seek and to save those who are lost.
主你还呼召我们做门徒来跟从你。
But you also call us to become disciples of yours and to follow you.
这样一个荣耀的心意。
Lord, may you accomplish this glorious will.
主愿你早日成就在我们每一个蒙恩的人身上。
Lord, may you accomplish this will in all of us.
主好像你丰满的同在，真是能够常常显明在我们中间。
So the abundance of your presence will be evident among us.
主好像我们真是能够成为你所使用的器皿。
So that we can be those vessels who are usable to you.
成为与你一同负轭的同工。
That we can be servants that are under the same yoke as you.
我们能够奉你的差遣。
That we can be sent.
能够去使万民做你的门徒。
We can go and make disciples of all the nations.
主愿你爱世人的心得着满足。
Lord, may your love for the world be satisfied.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.